In Afghanistan, Taliban officials claim to have made major advances over opposition forces in the north of the country, but the opposition Northern Alliance has disputed the claim, saying it had driven back the Taliban forces. Afghan civilians are trying to escape both the fighting and the worst drought in decades. Neighboring Pakistan officially closed its border to Afghan refugees in November, but many are still able to cross the porous border. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jalozai in Pakistan's northwest frontier province.
Jalozai was once a welcome center for refugees fleeing the Soviet invasion in the early 1980s, and after the Soviet withdrawal, the infighting among the various Afghan factions. Aid agencies shut the camp down long ago, but the refugees are now coming again. Officials say more than 60,000 Afghan refugees have entered Pakistan since September. Another 750 are coming each day, and most end up here. They sleep on the ground in crude tents of blue and pink plastic sheeting, or flour sacks stitched together and hung over a pole. There is no food, no water, and no sanitation facilities. It is cold, it is dusty, and it smells. And for 24-year-old Marzia, huddled over a cooking fire with her small son on her lap, it has been home for the past month. I don't have enough clothes to keep the children warm at night, she says, and I don't have enough food or water for them either. Now they're getting sick, they've got colds, and they're coughing all the time, she says. Nearby, a recent arrival smooths out the dirt in front of his tiny tent to make a space for a fire to cook by. Each night, six or seven family members stuff themselves into tents barely big enough for two children. Seema Ghul is a tired mother of five who says she's 45 but looks closer to 60. She arrived at the camp 4 days ago, her tent only a few inches from the dusty dirt road that's the camp's main thoroughfare. Sure, the conditions are bad here, she says, but there was nothing left for us back home. Our house was destroyed in the fighting, we lost almost all our possessions, and then came the drought and there was no food, she says. This is bad, but it's better than being back there. Mohammed Adar is a senior emergency officer for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The combined effects of war and drought has devastated livelihoods to an extent that people are eating grass and roots. In fact, what you see here today are the lucky ones, the ones who could afford the cost of transportation.
Adar is based in Geneva but has worked in this region before. He says the situation is the worst he's seen here since refugees began arriving after the Soviet invasion. And he says already overstretched aid agencies are having difficulty coping with the influx.
I had been in this camp now for a week, and within this period, nine children have died from acute upper respiratory disease. It's something that could be prevented, unfortunately. We had not been able to reach everybody in time. They're dying from exposure to sub-zero temperatures. They're dying from lack of access to clean water. They're dying from dust and poor sanitation conditions. They're also dying from malnutrition.
And if they are dying here, aid workers say, they are probably dying in even greater numbers back in Afghanistan, particularly in places aid agencies can no longer reach because of the fighting or bad weather. UN aid officials are warning of a humanitarian crisis if donor countries fail to respond to their plea for $229 million in assistance for Afghanistan this year. Stephanie Bunker, spokesperson for the UN's humanitarian mission in Afghanistan, says there are nearly 500,000 people who've been forced to flee their homes in the past year due to the fighting and the drought. The situation in the camps near the western Afghan city of Herat, she says, is especially bad.
There are not enough tents to go around. There are not enough blankets to go around. There's not enough clothes to go around. Children are running around half naked. In the biggest camp, the latrines haven't been built yet. They're under process, but they haven't been built yet. So you can imagine what the sanitary condition is right now.
Back at Jalozai camp, UNHCR workers load refugees into trucks to shift them to a more permanent camp nearby where they will get food, shelter, and medical care. But as the trucks leave, they pass a steady stream of new refugees, their belongings on their backs, heading for Jalozai. The war in Afghanistan continues. The winter is far from over. and no one knows how long the drought will last. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jalazai Camp, Pakistan.